I think it is the greatest insight of chakras. Okay, we are two lines from the bottom, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Avina, Tashma. I will say this, and I hope I'm not going to be burning ahead for saying what I'm going to say now. Nedarim and Nazir are two mesechtas that talk about clarity of speech. That's the two mesechtas that are probably very difficult to get very clear of all mesechtas. It's the clarity of speech, but yet the Gemara doesn't. It's a different lashon haGemara, and explaining all the nuances further. Just observation.
Yeah, I can give you.
Yeah, I understand reasons. I'm just saying. I just pointed it out. Amar Avinu, Tashma. But again, we're trying to prove Rami Bar Chama Shaila something that is not a carbon now, but was a carbon, and the person said this bread should be like that. Does he mean that now, or that what that was? That's the Shaila. And as I pointed out to Dr. Harris before, Ayla doesn't have that question because Ayla is now a carbon. So therefore, if he says Kibbutzer Ayla, it's now a carbon. So it makes no difference before or now. It is in the same state.
That's Dover Aser, not Dover Nader.
Why isn't it Dover Aser?
Ayla?
Who made it in Ayla?
I mean, what's become nicer?
It doesn't change the fact that it's in Ayla. It's an Ayla that, literally, the barometer of measuring whether something is a carbon or not, does it have Me'ila? Is it Aser Bahana? Let's put it this way. Aser Bahila Bahana. And the answer is, Ayla is not, it's still Aser Bahana. That means it never changed. It got an added Iser, which is a Davar Aser. But it has its original Iser, which is a Davar Another. So therefore, the Moshiachim asked the question. There's two things here. How do you know which one he meant? And they said, "Stam Nadavim Hachma." Since he wants to answer himself, we say he means to do it in the way that answers himself. That's your question.
Okay, so
and Avram asked the question yesterday, Harav Avram, that it should be that way. Be Karen to Pashta also. Because why don't we say he means to answer himself, so he means Miyakara. This is the Akhrenim question. I don't want to get into the answer for two reasons. Number one is I'm not sure I understand it clearly. Number two, it'll be very confusing, so I just don't think it's going to get into it. But see, the guy now talks about it. Natalie Trapp, Shepard Fulrusevsky.
I'm saying, it's right there in front of us. Meaning, the Shaila is like...
I mean, you're saying your kasha is a simple kasha. Why didn't every... You're giving mustard to that one, by the way.
In a roundabout way, yes.
Okay. So that was 5 to 6 is the mustard said, and now we're looking at it. Tashma. Chalas Aaron of Kutramasai. The guy said this bread should be like Chalas Aaron, and like it's Truma. Chalas Aaron is Truma Gedayla. I mean, Chala. And Trumasai means Truma. Mutter, because that's considered a davara aser. Truma and chala are considered a davara aser. Now the Rishonim are very bothered by it. You made it truma. You made it chala. Why is that different than when you made a carbon? So the Rosh answers one way. I think Rabbi Schutz said it over before in the name of Tais has been to Rosh here. And the Ran answers a different way. So let's learn the Rosh, and then I'll speak out the Ran, because it's going to be Negei a little bit as we go along. Zakt the Rosh. Kechalas Arnu Trumasai. The Yavah got the Mitzray Depiv, even though it's his mouth that made it Aser, but Havi Davar Nader. It is not considered a Davar Nader. The Mikar Namahu Aser Mishim Tevel. It was Aser beforehand. Whatever he took challah off, you couldn't eat. You weren't allowed to eat. Somebody eats the dough before they take off challah in Eretz Yisrael, with Mana Migdash, Chai Misa. What his mouth did is make the rest mutter. It didn't make this more usher. It made the rest of the stuff mutter. So what he does by separating truma is not usher this part. That was already usher. He removes the usher from everything else. But the usher was there before he did anything. There was a davar usher. That is the halacha of what's the name again? Of the Rosh Hashita. And Rabbi Shimon said, Taisus said the same thing. I didn't look at Taisus. That's why it's not considered a davar another. It's considered a davar aser. The Ran says a big yisaid. The Ran says, anything you make a neder should be aser to everybody, unless you specifically state one person. When a person says, this is chala, it's mutter to a kayin. It's mutter to a kayin. So if it's mutter to a kayin, and it's aser to Yisrael, that's not a davar another. Because another would mean you band it to everybody. You make a carbon. It's aser to everybody. Later on, it becomes mutter to a kayin after Shmikas Adam. But it's something that's a general iser. If it's mutter to some and aser to some, that's not your neder. You have no power to create all these halachas. That is a davar aser. That means, therefore, I'll quote the Ran exactly. Dr. Ran, he says it a number of places. He says, the kivin the shari lekahanim. He talks about trumas lachmi taida, b'char, all these things. Lav asuri lav machmas nidreyu. She ilu kein hayasu lakayel. El yisuro de rami rachman ale. He's not making it aser. He's calling it truma, and then the Torah takes over. I hegdish, he's calling it hegdish, and the Torah takes over. But the Ran, there it's aser to everybody. So there you attribute it to him. The limited iser to certain people and not to other people, that is a function of the Torah, not a function of the person. That's the Ran's saying. Okay. We'll see later as we go along, but we'll stick to the Rush. The Rush has an easier svara to comprehend. It was asked before. All you did is made it mutter. The rest of the stuff mutter. You want to? Okay, yes.
Chalas itself, isn't the Torah make it usher?
Torah makes everything usher. What makes Hegdish usher?
No, you don't do anything.
The dough is
usher.
That's exactly what the Rush said. It removes the issue of the rest. Doesn't make this usher. It was usher before.
The question was, maybe chala is Devron Nunder because...
You made it chala. Who made it chala? Who makes the truma? You're looking at me like I'm a stranger.
No, I'm saying truma is only mutter to certain people.
Right.
Okay.
But who made it usher to everybody else?
The
Torah,
right?
No, you did. Who made it truma?
What was it before?
Tevel.
Okay, so Tevel's a certain...
That's the Rush's answer. See, you tell me the Rush's answer. Fine. Thank you. That's what I said. That's what the Rush said.
The Rush
is
saying about Tevel. I mean, he's saying that...
The Rush is saying, had it been your answer, it would have been across the board. Since it's only to certain people, not to other people, that's a riot and it's not you, because you don't have that ability to control halacha. You can make it hegdish and asher to everybody. That's what the Ran said. Again, but we're learning Rosh, so we'll stick to the Rosh's chat. Yes?
Is the
Rosh
saying that the
Torah
makes it
aser
to everybody?
Also here. Both are Misa B'nei Shemayim, so I assume that's the same Misa. How could Trumas Lachmei Taita answer? The Diyak is, what if he says it's like Trumas Lachmei Taita? Now let me explain Trumas Lachmei Taita. Trumas Lachmei Taita is a person brings along 40 chalas with his carbon taita. Four types of chalas, and each type of chala, 10 loaves. That's the mitzvah satira, that a person who brings a carbon taita bring along 40 chalas. We call them chalas, 40 different four sets of different breads, 10 loaves of each bread. And one of each 10 has to be given to the kayah. That is called Trumas Lachme Taita. He separates 1 out of 10 from Lachme Taita. Now, the Braisa does not mention that. The Braisa mentions Chala Tharam, which is Chala, and Trumasai, which is Truma. It doesn't mention Trumas Lachme Taita. So therefore the Gemara infers that that would be a Davar HaMutter. And I'm sorry, a Davar HaNazir. That would be something that a person says, this bread is like Trumas Lachme Taita, that would be Aser. Now, Trumas Lachme Taita now is a Davar Aser. Because Trumas Lachme Taita, let's go back to it. But Trumas Lachme Taita Lachas Rikas Damami. Trumas Lachme Taita, the Kayan can't eat it till after Zrika. Right? So after Zrika, this is not considered a Davar. Why in the world would that be Aser? Not a Davar HaNazir anymore. He made a carbon, and the carbon is off. It is now not a carbon anymore, because it's not an oil, it's a taita. And a taita after Zrika becomes permissible to eat.
Right?
For? What? For everybody. You saw we eat taita. Chol ir l'chol adam b'chol ma'achol. Say it every morning. Right? So it's mutter to eat. So it's not a carbon anymore. So why would it be aser? Because it was once a carbon. So when a person says this is like Trumas Lachme Taita, it doesn't mean that Trumas Lachme Taita in its current state. Because now, it's not a carbon anymore. Its carbon is off. Therefore, it became, why should it be Aser? The Braisa says, Chala and Truma is not Aser.
It's not a Truma.
Okay, so let's give the Gemara a chance. Again, the Gemara understands that it does not include Trumas Lachme Taita. That Trumasai means regular Truma. That's what it usually means. But through Shas, we don't call Trumas Lachme Taita Trumasai. We don't. It's a different name. It's a different thing. Truma is from grain, from wine, and from oil. This is from Chalas of a carbon. It's a totally different thing. Therefore, the Gemara assumes that Trumas Lachme Taita would be mutter by the omission of the Braisa. And since it omits this, the Gemara thinks that therefore, it's by the diak, the fact that it's not included. So therefore the Gemara is saying it must be that you're Mikara Kamatras. That you're going in its original state, but it was a carpet. Let's read the Russian side. Dr. Rush, Akatumas Lachme Taita. Hamevi Taita, maybe Abon Mine Lachm, brings 4 types of bread. Chalais, Bikikin, Revucha. Those are 3 types of lechem. What they are exactly, one has a lot of oil, one is wafers, one is revucha, which is soaked in hot water. Vehe matzah. We call min oisa yud lachomim. From all those 3 types of matzah, which means non-leavened bread, he makes 10 loaves. The oid maybe asara shal chametz. He brings 10 of chametz bread. When we call min min oisa echad l'kayin, vehe mikrom trumas lachmi taida, k'tipse vehe men echad mikol karbon. Dr. Rush, v'trumas lachmi taida lachas v'kizdamivu. The Ein Regius, notice to the Rush's words here, it is not usual, Litnam L'Kayin Arachas Rikas Hadamim. It is not usher to give it to the Kayin. You can give the Kayin one of his breads before his Rikas Hadamim. He won't be able to eat it. But you can give it to him. But the Rush says, it's not the custom. We don't usually give it to the Kayin until after his Rikas. Shkarvut Trulachila. So, why is that considered a Davar HaNazir when the Isser Karbon is already off? Must be that you go by its beginning state when it was a carbon. Yes, Dr.
We've got an underlying discussion, which is that the list was exhausted.
No. I know that was going to come up, but the answer is no.
What?
I'm going to try and explain. You know what? Let's learn the next line, and it'll explain itself.
Okay.
Why does he say Trumas Lachme Taita? He could have said Kil Lachme Taita, which is now Moter and was once Aser. It would be the same halacha. Chayro. Nice dig? I don't have an answer.
It's not like you could not.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, the Gemara Eimek Etrumas Haliska Asa. Now, what the Gemara is answering is as follows. By listing two, we're trying to exclude something. We assumed that we're excluding something that's named Truma, Trumas Lachmei Taida. The answer is there's something else named Truma that we're excluding. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's by listing two, it's saying something not. Something that has a name Truma is Aser. So we thought that the thing we were excluding was Trumas Lachmei Taida. The answer is, we're excluding Trumas Halishka, which I will explain what it is in a second. But we're not excluding Trumas Lachmei Taida. So it's not an exhaustive list. It is a list that we're trying, by saying two, is excluding one. So we thought that the exclusive was Trumas Lachmei Taida. The answer is, the exclusive is Trumas Halishka, which is what? Trumas Halishka is a guy who donates money to Hegdish, to Benek Abayas. Hegdish has a room, it's called the Lishka, where all the Maxus HaShekels were put. And they took from there three bucketfuls, three times a year, to buy Karbanas. What they took out of the room with those bucketfuls was called Trumas Halishka. Trumas Halishka is a Davar HaNadar. You made the Maxus HaShekel. You made it Hegdish. You threw it into that room, and you just ended up in that cup. But you're the one that created the Yisra on it. It's Aser to everybody. You buy Karbanas with it. It's Aser to everybody. Therefore, that is a Davar HaNadar. That is something that is Nadar. It was not Aser. This was not a coin that was Aser. You created the Yisra. That is a Davar HaNadar. If a person says this bread should be like Trumas Halishka, it would be Aser. But we're not excluding Trumas Lachmei Taida. Now, this is not the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara will give a different answer as it evolves. But that's the Gemara's point at this saying at this point. Dr. Rush. Hankatrumas Aliska, Sir Dekuli Suruhu. That's all us. I'm doing a few more lines. Track the Gemara. Hankatrumas Achmei Taida, my mother. So what are you telling me? Trumas Achmei Taida is not us, sir, because it's not us anymore? Listening, Lachmei Taida, the coach can't Truma say. Let us say Lachmei Taida, and for sure, Truma. Meaning Truma's Lachmei Taida would have been a bigger Kiddush. That even though it was once a carbon, since it's not a carbon now, we don't say Basami Kara. Adarabba. By saying Truma's Lachmei Taida, you would be teaching me a bigger Kiddush. So if you're leaving something out because you're not making an exhaustive list, Adarabba. Truma's Lachmei Taida tells us more. If the Braisa would say Trumas Lachmei Taida is mutter, that means it would be telling me you don't go Basami Ikara. And for the Gemara, Hakamashmala, Trumas Lachmei Taida, Trumasa, Dr. Harris's answer. The word Truma includes Trumas Lachmei Taida. We're not saying that Trumas Lachmei Taida is a different category. It is not saying Trumas Lachmei Taida. Truma, when it says Trumasai, it's an inclusive word that includes Trumas Lachmei Taida. Dr. Rush. Which is that Dr. Harris assumed as a double budget, which the Gemara did not assume as a double budget, and the Gemara came to it as the answer. Yes, Doctor.
There is another assumption, which is when you have two stated, there is only one excluded. I'm not sure where that comes from. Exclude
too. I mean, this is
in the early 20th century. This is the one who was saying that definitions don't tell you what something is; they tell you what something is.
Again, I can only tell you that the Gemara feels only one has to be excluded, and nothing else is provable.
So what you're saying is minimally one, but that certainly doesn't exclude two.
Doctor. A proof has to be 100%. Okay. A proof cannot be maybe. Once it's a maybe, it's not a proof.
Agreed.
Okay. We wanted to say, I can prove to you that we go Basami Ikara. Because since it has to exclude one, the one it excludes is Trumas Lachmei Taida. Therefore, we can prove that Trumas Lachmei Taida you go Basami Ikara. The answer is, there is something else we could exclude. We might exclude two. We might exclude ten. But we can't prove that we exclude 10. We might only be excluding 1. So it's not 100% proof. That's all we have to do. The Gemara just has to create doubt. It does not have to be a proof that it's wrong. We're not trying to prove that the ride never took. We're trying to prove that you can't prove.
That's very good and absolutely valid statement. However, the next step was, you said that, one or the other had to be proved. Fine. But that does not exclude the fact that the other couldn't be as well.
I am asking, it could. The key word here is could.
That's the proof of the theory. Now, it's not the final thing, but I have some questions about the way in which that was done.
Again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I just want to get through it quickly. If I can be excluding two, then I would. If I could prove that the Brisa is excluding two, then I could have a proof about last week either. Since it might only be excluding one, so I have no proof from this Brisa. Because I can get out of it. All I have to do is have a way out. I don't have to prove that the way out is correct. Because I don't know the answer what to make Harbuster Tav, a Buster Hashtag. Which is Gemara going to end up? Exactly.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Meaning, the Gemara tries to prove. The Gemara is whittling out of the proof. That's all it has to do.
Okay, no.
If you want to make sure, fine. Okay. I can tell you another answer. Trumas Lachmei Tzayid and Nami Kaidim Svikas Damim. You assume that the Trumas Lachmei Tzayid is already at a Hetzedek estate because it already had Svikas Damim. Not true. He gave it to the Kayan before Svikas Damim. Higan, that's for Shinu Belisha. He didn't separate it at the point when it was baked. He had a big dough. He separated a tenth, and he gave it to the Kayan as Trumas Lachmei Tzayid. The Kayan has it, but it's not after Zricha yet. So yes, you could be excluding Trumas Lachmei Tzayid under certain circumstances, but it wasn't Zricha yet. Not because it was once a carbon, but because it is now still a carbon at the time he said it. Meaning, when a person says Ketrumas Lachmei Tzayid, he might mean, like Trumas Lachmei Tzayid, before Zrikas Hadam. Right. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying. Meaning, therefore, You're right. You might be excluding Trumas Lachmei Tzayid in certain cases. Some cases yes, some cases not. Therefore, the Gemara didn't. That's why the Braisa didn't mention it. Because in some cases, Taka would be Aser. Depends on when it was, at what point he's saying it's like the Trumas Lachmei Tzayid.
Yeah, that's great. If it's Kod of Zrika, then there's no Raya to the Shiloh?
Yeah, because it's still Aser.
It's like the case of...
It's Aser now.
No, I'm saying like the case of the... The Ola.
Similar. Except this will become mutter. Ila will never become mutter. Similar. Yes.
Is that called Davar Nader then?
But it's still a carbon. It's still Davar Nader. Dr. Rash, the Rash, how can you get seen in Trumas Lachmei Tzayid? We did already. You got the Shin Belisha. Dr. Rash, Vahayna HaKarach Lufnei Shvikas Damen. Shalechem Kodesh B'Shkitas HaZavach. It becomes, see, the Rosh is going to explain that really, okay, I'm trying to figure out if I should speak it out. I guess I'll speak it out. There's a technicality problem here. Bread becomes Kaddish. When does Lachmei Tzayid become Kachim? Not when you separate the dough. When it's Shech, the carbon. At that point, the bread becomes Lachmei Tzayid. And it has to be baked to become Lachmei Tzayid. So the point over here is, when did he separate this Lachmei Tzayid that we're talking about? Elisha? That's before baking. And before baking, not Lachmei Tzayid yet. Because it's not baked yet. So Zok Derash. Akarchach Lefnei Zvikas Damim, Shalechem Kaddish B'Shchitas HaZevach. The Lechem becomes Kaddish when you shecht it. Ve'ein Shechtem HaZevach HaShikru B'nei Metanim. And you don't shecht it until it gets yikmu crusty on the, until the bread gets crusty in the oven. That's mikri lecha. I don't come with Avrashim Belisha, lav davka. Avrashim Belisha doesn't mean Belisha. The kaidim shchitas hazevach v'shayach l'kreisim trumas lachmei taida. You can't call it trumas lachmei taida, but it's not lachmei taida yet. First, it has to become lachmei taida. To become lachmei taida, it has to be baked. If it has to be baked, that means it's not lisha. Lisha is when it's dough. But I like it is aleka. Umat truma shayach bo. Elamayris yafrisha mechita lezrika. It's talking about he baked it, he shechted it, it became lachmei taida. Before Zrikas Hadam, he went and separated one from the kayin. It's still a carbon because he hasn't done Zrika yet. But it's already lachmei taida. He can do the trumas lachmei taida because it became lachmei taida b'shechita. V'hai v'nira d'amina b'perikam d'psachim. Shnei dvarim heim matirim. Malin Zambalai said, don't think you need Shechita and Zrika to make Lachmei Taida. There are two things that make Lachmei Taida permissible, Shechita and Zrika. Both work by itself, which means Shechita creates Lachmei Taida by itself and starts the process of making it mutter, but it's not. V'alechem Kaddish v'Shechita Levada. Meaning, don't think you need Zrika to make it Kaddish. Shechita makes it Kaddish. I did not get the Avish and Belisha. So why does the Gemara say Lisha when it's not true? Agav the Maisha lo hadar of Tuvi Bakisna. Because the Gemara is going to bring a statement about Rav Tuvi Bakisna is going to say that he separated it. We'll see Rav Tuvi Bakisna as we go along. So since the Rav Tuvi Bakisna is going to talk about Lisha, we mention Lisha. But we don't need Lisha here. We don't want Lisha here. He wanted to be a carbon, so when he separates Trumas Lachmei Taida and gives it to the Kayan, he's giving something that's Lachmei Taida already. Can't give the Kayan before it's Lachmei Taida. So it can't be that Trumas Lachmei Taida is before Zrikas Hadam, before Shechita, that's what he's saying. So it can't be Lisha. So it means you baked it. After you baked it, then it becomes Lachmei Taida. Usually, people don't give it to the Kayan until after Zrika. That's what the Rosh said at the beginning of the page. Ein regilus litlum l'kayan anachar Zrika sakachim adamim. You don't usually give it to the Kayan until after you do the Zrika. That's when it becomes edible. That's when you give it to the Kayan. But you could give it beforehand. So the case of the Brisa that says Tumas Lachmei Taida would be Aser, Aser, right, the guy says, is talking about that it was he gave it Belisha, he gave it after, before it was Zrika. So it was still a carbon, therefore it's us.
Before Belisha, or Bia, whatever you want to call it, not even us,
it's not Kedushas HaGavir. It's not a carbon.
No Mehila at all?
No Mehila. I shouldn't say that. There's two levels. There's Kedushas Damim and Kedushas HaGavir.
He can't be Mappas.
You can't, you can do that. Let me explain. It wouldn't be called Trumas Lachmei Taida. It would be called, the guy donates a tissue box. It's also Hegdish. To call something Trumas Lachmei Taida, the bread has to be called Lachmei Taida. Not more Lashon, it's the level of Kedusha, what it is. Not Lachmei Taida. A table is not Lachmei Taida. Dough is not Lachmei Taida.
Words matter.
It's not Lachmei Taida. The bride of Truma, calling something Truma Lachmei Taida is acknowledging that the status of this thing is Lachmei Taida. Not Lachmei Taida until you checked it. After you baked it.
Right.
Now, what did Rav Tuvi Bakisna say that because of him, we use the word Lisha? We don't mean Lisha. He meant Lisha. Instead of making 10, you made 4, one of each kind. You went and you made one of each kind. Right? There's 4 kinds of breads.
40.
Yeah. Let's give the Gemara a chance. You made 4, one of each kind. It's good enough. Fresh to Gemara of a Sevak poem. Don't I need 40? The mitzvah. Preferably, you should make 40. But if you make 4, not 4 of one kind. Well, you did. It's the same amount of dough. Exactly. But it's 1 loaf of each instead of 10 loaves of each. That's only a mitzvah. Frank the Gemara Mabari Lemisko Truma. Doesn't he have to give a tenth to the Kayan? How does he give a tenth to the Kayan from one loaf? Are you going to tell me maybe he takes one out of the four and gives that to the Kayan? It's not true. But not Echad Mikol Karbis, so you to Mikarbin Achavera. You can't. There are four different types of bread, and 10% of each has to go to the Kayan. The Gemara is like saying Macham to all these questions. The Shakal Prusa, this is like bigger than the Gemara. The Shakal Prusa, he took a piece. Mikol Chadachat, but not Echad Shal Yitu Prusa. Says you have to give the Kayan Echad. That means you can't cut it. It has to be a whole loaf. So the kasha is, how could a Shmuel say that you can make one loaf for each kind? How do you give 10% to the kayan? Zakti Gemara, can I just finish one, two lines? Ella, that's for Sinu Belisha. He needed 40 dough. He separated 10%, baked it separately. It did not become a Tumas Lachmitaita at that point. It's not Lachmitaita yet. He separated it, then he took the rest of the dough, 9/10, and made one big challah, and made one small challah out of the 10% that he separated. Then he gives the kayan that little challah, and he has four big challahs, made out of 9/10 of each species. Here, there's no problem that it's not a carbon yet. He's not making it a carbon Trumas Lachmitaita yet. He separated 10% that he's going to use for Trumas Lachmitaita. He separated before he baked it. Then he baked the whole bread out of the other 9/10. Then he made a little more roll, challah roll, out of the 10%. Then, when it becomes Lachmitaita, he takes that one and gives it to the kayan. In our Gemara, we want it to be Trumas Lachmitaita already. Right? So that can't be Belisha. That has to be between Shechita and Zrika. Shechita made it Lachmitaita. So now he can separate and give the kayan, and it's still a carbon. Therefore, it would be mutter, the guy said, I'm sorry, Aser, if he said Trumas Lachmitaita. Because there's a Trumas Lachmitaita that is a carbon, which is between Shechita and Zrika. Shaku Chadim Yichametz, the Chadim and Chalas, the Chadim and Rikikin, the Chadim and Revucha. Those are the four species. Took 1/10 of it each, gave it to the Kayan, and then he made the 9/10, which he's supposed to make into 9 Chalas apiece, he made it into one big Chalas. He writes up, it says 40, that's only a mitzvah. Yeah.
Who even says that it's the amount of flour has to equal
40. The Torah. The Torah says how much flour he has to take.
Yatsa is going on the just in 4, even though it's not
the same. The Torah says the amount of flour and oil he has to use. That's in the Pesukim.
Is it the Torah?
Yeah, Parshas Nasai. No, I'm sorry. In Parshas from the Tav.
According to everybody.
I mean, the Tyrus, according to everybody, yeah, we believe in it. Tyrus with God, Tyrus with my path.
We're big firm believers in it.
When the three participants said, I'm Ishmael, last night told this, often Bahar Bahawas does. The Bahar Bahawas is not referring to the last night told they make it four different Abrahala, four different types of palace.
But he made one instead of 10. He took 9/10 from Askana and made it into one loaf. Correct. The Gemara is saying you can't avoid that he has to separate to the Kayan a whole loaf. How do you separate a whole loaf if you just made one? So he says he must have separated it before you baked it.
When he says Ba'ar Ba'alas, he's only talking about the Kayan. He's not talking about the
No. He's talking about the Yisrael. The 9/10 each type was made into one challah.
So there are four challahs. So
eight challahs. Four big ones and one little one. Sorry, four big ones and four little ones. Correct. Zakharash, Hachi Gassinam Vaboy Lemishko Tuba, Kitayim Dishakal Pusa Bikol Chai Vachad, Eladav Hashinu Belisha, After he made 10 chalas from each one, v'nasan achas mikol min l'kayin, u'metish ha'nesarim asa chala achas, u'mestamba nasan l'kayin chal kayin. Right? Now, Shmuel didn't mention a word about the kayins. So it's an assumption. Mestamba, he gave it to the kayin. We're assuming that that's what happened, meaning Shmuel didn't say you can make it 8. He said you can make it 4. He's not discussing the part that you're going to give the Kayan. We're assuming that that's what you must have done because you got to give it to the Kayan. There's no other way to give it to the Kayan. Fine. So far, we have no Raya Basa Mikara or Basa Hashra, which is why we brought in all these Gemaras, trying to prove the guy saying like it was or saying like it is. Talk to Gemara, Lame Katanoi. Let it. Sorry?
He made 40 challahs.
Meaning he needed.
He made them together?
Yeah. Meaning, no. He didn't bake it separately. He needed 40 challahs.
He needed them separately, or after he needed them, he made them, and then he put them together.
Yeah, I think the Rush is only saying this because he's got to separate 10%. How do you separate 10% from a big dough? You make 10 equal things, separate one, and then put the 9 together. I think it's a technicality. You're asking me, what if he never made it into 10? He took the 10, made one big dough, and separated 10%, but left the 90% untouched. I don't think it makes a difference. If you show me that somebody says it does, I won't argue. I don't think it makes a difference. I think the separating of 10% is easier when you make 10 equal-sized loaves and then separate one. Now, it happens to be that you separated the one when it was still dough. That's what we're saying. It doesn't become Trumas Lach Metayda yet. It can't become Trumas Lach Metayda before the rest of it is Lach Metayda. So you baked them, shechted it, became Lach Metayda, and then you gave the little one to the Kayah. But in our brides, so we have to have that he said Trumas Lach Metayda when it was already Lach Metayda. That has to be after Shechita and after baking. So when it says in the Gemara here, Lisha, doesn't really mean Lisha. It means Afia. That's what he's like. So I think Gemara right to Lame Kitanoi. Let us say it's Machlekes Tanoi. Now I saw Akasha, but I don't remember the answer. How could the Gemara have a Hava mean that he separated, gave one to the Kayan out of the four? That's more than 10%. Tumas Lach Mekayan has to be 1/10. Gemara said he baked 4 and gave 1 to the kayin. Gemara answered, you can't do it because it's from a different type. But I think Gemara said, that's not 10%. That's 25%. I don't remember the answer. If I do remember correctly, which I don't, it's because he could make 10% of that hegdish and the rest not be Trumas Lach Mekayan. You can give him 1 out of 4. And it has to be Truma. So Trumas Lach Metayda can be more than 1/10. I know Truma can be more, but I don't think Trumas Lach Metayda is allowed to be more.
It wouldn't be 25%.
Why? Because the chametz is equal to the other three, right? Well, in fact, it might be more if we gave the chametz. Right. Chametz was 50% of the dough. The other 50% were made into the... Now we're going to try and make a machlekes tanoim, whether you go mikara or you go like now. How do you like a bechor? If somebody says, this bread should be like a bechor. Now, bechor is a firstborn kosher animal. That's what we're talking about, not a person. Firstborn kosher animal that is born male. If the male is the firstborn of a kosher animal, it becomes a carbon automatically. When it's born, it gets Kedushas Bechor. Somebody says, this bread should be like the Bechor. Yaakov Aser, Rabbi Yehuda Matar. Yaakov Asers, and Rabbi Yehuda is Matar. Right. Now, we have a problem here. Hey, Chidami. What is the kick? He named it Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Is he saying that this bread should be like a Bechor before Zrika? Now, Bechor is a carbon. You bring it to Yerushalayim, it's shechted, they do Zrika. Those who say Azem Bekaima, the Damim Tal Matana Achas, only has one Zrika in the Mizbeach. Most Kabbalists have at least two. This one only has one. And then it's only eaten to Kahanim. Bechor Nechol Kahanim, only eaten by Kahanim. Before Zrika, it's a regular carbon. So the guy would say this loaf of bread is like a Bechor before Zrika. That's saying it's like a carbon. So my time in the Mount is sorry. And if they already did Zrika Stavim, so it's not a carbon anymore. My time in the Mount does. What's the time of the one that asks? It's not a carbon. There's no Megillah anymore.
Who's getting this?
The guy takes a loaf of bread.
No.
Kahanim. Only Kahanim. What I call you.
I know, right. So, Achar Zrika.
A Kayan can eat it, and I can't.
But
it's no Meila. You can eat it. That's the right, that's no Meila.
You know, that's for everyone else.
Yeah, but that's not because of its carbon. It's not a carbon anymore. It's an Isra me to eat it. Like there's an Isra me to eat Truma. Like there's an Isra me to eat Chatzos Asha. It's not a Dover Anadur because it was Asa to every, according to the Rush, it's very simple. It used to be Asa to everybody, and now it's Mutta to a Kayan. No new Isra was made. It's not a Meila. It's not a carbon anymore. It's a side Isra.
So he eats it. He's some other.
Correct. Correct. It's not Iver Meila. Yisrael would eat Bechor, not Iver Meila. The Torah asked Yisrael to eat Bechor. No, the Shaila is what case is he saying the bread is like? What is this Bechor? Does he say Bechor before Zrikas Damim? No, sir. Does he say Bechor after Zrikas Damim? It's Mutter. What did this man say? Well, we have a Machlokes Tanoim. Dr. Rush, if Lifnei Zrikas Damim, claim a Shaimer beferish Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Who had the name of Mamaki Bechor Stama, Havakashale, the Mai Tami the Mount Ashari? Bechor Stama means when it's still Bechor, when it's still Asher. Elam is in the Bible, the name of Hila Acha Zrikas Damim. I know that Shapir is like Zrikas Damim, not Minami Lifnei Zrikas Damim. So the Rosh is saying a big aside here. If a person says this is like Shlomim, he means Shlomim when it's before Zrika. The default option of what a guy says Shlomim and Bechor, he means before Zrika. The only time it's not before Zrika is if he says Lacha Zrika's Damim. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, did he say Lacha Zrika's Damim? So it's Mutter. Did he say before Zrika's Damim? Or, Stam said Bechor? It's Aser. So why is there Machloika? Must be Ella. The Machas Baser Bechor Kamei. He has a piece of Bechor after Zrikas Damim. The Machas is Baser the Heich Kamei. And he has a piece of hedget meat next to it. Which is exactly the Shaila. We had a piece of Shlomim after Zrika. And the guy said this should be like this. Does he mean now? Or this before? Baser Mikara, a Baser Hashta. It's Machlokes Tanoim. One says he means Baser Mikara. And one says he means Baser Hashta.
Even though the
Batsar Hashas,
Batsar is not
governed under. It's only Asa to Yisrael. It's
Mutat
Dekayim.
You can't
Asa. Not Me'ila. It's like. Like Tumas Lachamitaita, which we said was not a Dabra Nazar now. Like Tumas. Zakhtarash, the Machas Basar Bechor Gabay, Achas Rikas Damim. And for the Gemara, Lai. Utanoi. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether you go Basar Bechara, Basar Hashta. And for the Gemara, Lai. The Kula Am of Lufnei Rikas Damim. Let me explain. And I thought people would ask me this right away. You don't make Bechara Bechor. You didn't donate this as a Bechara. It's a Bechara. Automatically. This is a davar answer. The Gemara assumed that if you said like Bechor, the answer is not true. A Bechor is not a davar another. Ayla is a davar another. Shlomim is a davar another. Chatos and Hashem is a davar another. The Gemara is going to explain momentarily. Bechor? The minute it's born, it's a Bechor. To make sure it doesn't become a Baal Mum. You're not allowed to cause a mum. I know what you mean by clean.
Yes, I meant
it should be. You're mechuyev to keep, because once it becomes a Baal Mum, it belongs to the Kayyim, but it's chula. Loses its kedusha.
It should be us or them.
At that point, 100% mutter.
Well, it's
over
us, right?
That's the Gemara, that's the thing. So the Gemara is entering, Bechor, we'll see in a minute how it works out. We have to figure out Pshat and Machlokes Tanoim. But this is not a regular davar another. That's why we have a piece of Gemara coming up. Yes. Yes, not a Yaitzah Daifin. Yaitzah Daifin doesn't get a pigeon, I bet. Not a natural bird.
Do you have to say
Nikro
before?
Yes. It's not Ma'akev, but as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily.
Like maybe made a code. If he doesn't say it, it's still going to work.
Right. But there's a mitzvah to say Harilu B'chor.
That's just...
So that's going to be the Gemara's discussion. What does that do? What does that help?
It's not Ma'akev, it's Zach.
No, it's not Ma'akev. It's kind of so, even before he says
it's like a
mitzvah.
Nice.
No, mitzvahs are not nice. They're required. It doesn't make a difference in the kedusha of the animal, if that's what you want to know.
That's all matters to us.
We'll see, maybe not. I mean, this is my heart. You're right.
I mean, it's interesting. If we're bringing this down here, I didn't write the Gemara. Cooling all mine and write it. I would have brought this first. At first glance, this Machlokes Tanoim is exactly the Shaila that we had originally with the Shlomim, right?
Right.
We tried other possibilities, but this is like straight out, this Machlokes
Tanoim. I hear your point. I have no answer. We'll be...